Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
You know what it is? We back! Fuck with us! K100, baby! What the business is? Full month in the hole, you know what I'm saying? 16 episodes down, you dig? We here, we still pumping. What's going on out there, people? K100 Internet Radio, thank you for joining the show. I'm your host, Blizzum.
Your co-host, P-Rez Affiliated.
Right? Okay? Let me get this thing started, man. P-Rez is technically still on Color People time. He's not even set up yet. You hear him fumbling and bumbling and shit. Damn it, man. We'll get it together.
Hey, I'm here as 80 motherfucking one. You know, I stay in the goddamn building.
You know, if you was on them white folks' clock, damn it, you know what they'll do to you right now.
Yeah!
And speaking of that, it's Mashing Motherfucker Monday. You know what I mean? Now, let's go ahead and get a rundown of the show. You feel what I'm saying? Everything's all good. You know what I mean? This is K100 Internet Radio. This is a spinoff from a Facebook page. You dig? Okay? And I got somebody actually Skyping me right now. Sending me a message Skype like while I'm live. I'm like, yo, I'm live. Let me text them back. You feel me? Hold on. I'm like texting. I'm hitting them back on the Skype. Like, yo, I'm live. That's how the show runs. It runs through Skype. If you don't know what Skype is, I don't know where the fuck you been. Some of you're a little technologically challenged. You dig? Okay. You feel me? So yo, check this out. Actually, I'm on Skype, man. Y'all can hit me up on Skype. I know a lot of y'all might not know what Skype is, but for everybody who knows what Skype is, it's voice over IP video. You know what I'm saying? You can see yourself while you talk like some old goddamn Star Trek shit, basically. You know what I'm saying? Y'all hit me up. It's Blizzum, BLIZM with an underscore at the end. Make sure you put the underscore at the end, all right? That's the name. You dig? Okay? So y'all holler at me on the Skype. Anyway, back to the subject at hand. You feel me? Listen, the show is K100. We only got one rule on this show. It's called K100 because all we're going to do is keep it motherfucking 100 around this bitch. You understand what I'm saying? Once again, we only got one rule. That's the air horn to me. Get your motherfucking attention. Pay attention, motherfuckers. One simple fucking rule. Just be real. Keep the shit 100. Okay? Now, we go through this week after week. This is fucking episode 17. I mean, really? Do I really got to say this?
Hell no, man. Let's skip, man. Uno this shit, man. Skip this shit.
I gotta say it for the motherfuckers who might just. That's the arrogant shit right there. You see niggas? You see how niggas is? Black folks? That's that arrogance right there, thinking that everybody know who the fuck we is already. Damn it, man.
Hey.
I gotta say this shit every motherfucking week until you motherfuckers get it. Bitches, keep it motherfucking 100. We gonna kill you on the motherfucking air live. If you come up here calling with that fake shit, we murk niggas on the goddamn air for fake shit, okay? It's real simple, period, point blank, all right? We gonna off your ass, live on the air, in front of all the cars, okay? We pull no punches, I've killed my friends, I've killed my coworker, and I've committed suicide on this motherfucker, okay?
I mean, we just playing, because, you know, we really don't do it, but,
Yeah, you still here.
Yeah. Except
you just said some old fake-ass shit, so, bitches, all right? Let's get into the proceedings this evening. Once again, this is K100 Internet Radio. The number to call up here is 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. Holla at us. This is also a platform for independent artists. If you are an independent artist, okay, and you're within earshot of this program and this cast, okay, you need to send us your music so we can give you some love and spin you on the air. We give you a little five-minute interview. You tell us about yourself, where they can find you. All you need to do is send us your MP3, and a link to your online presence on your online site, whether it be MySpace, Facebook, Neen, Reverb Nation, blah, 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 whatever, YouTube. Just got to have a little something we can goddamn, you know, link up in the page and send us your MP3 to the email, which is k100radio@gmail.com. Once again, k100radio@gmail.com. The letter K, the number 100, radio, K100radio, all one word, gmail.com. Holler at us. Send us your MP3. If you know anybody doing music that want to get a little bit of spin on a show, we don't, you know, we don't discriminate. We don't play big name artists because they got all the shine in the world. We only fucking with the underground, so don't call up and asking us to play the new Jeezy or the new but bitch. Kill your motherfucking self. God damn it. K100 is a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. I'm the CEO. We're an independent motherfucking label. We got love for the underground and the independence because we know this shit is a grind. And we just trying to create another platform for cats to get their music heard. Real simple. Alright? Only thing about the music is, nigga, if your shit whack, super whack, but nah, we ain't fucking with it. I ain't gonna lie to you. You know what I mean? It can't be sound like you record that shit on a 2-track in the goddamn bathroom either, nigga. You need to have some quality. Go spend 25 an hour at your local goddamn studio, nigga, with Pro Tools house and kick that little bread out, nigga. Get your shit sounding right. Alright? That's it. Now, we started a tradition about a week ago. No, this is the third week, actually. This is the third week that we have done Mash the Motherfucker Mondays, okay?
21 days into it.
Right. So everybody knows that Monday is like the motherfucking worst day of the goddamn week. Everybody just having from they come back from their weekend, got to go to their jobs, blase squad. All some crazy shit probably happened over the weekend. So on Mash the Motherfucker Monday, we're going to have a topic tonight. We're going to get to that. But on Mondays, we also let the caller, before we even get into what we're talking about, we let the caller air it out. You know what I'm saying? That's what we call it, Mash the Motherfucker Monday. So if your motherfucking baby mama, baby daddy, boss, a bitch at the motherfucking club stepped on your motherfucking shoes, a bitch at the club was sweating you because you was just fly, you tired of these hating assholes, god damn it, your kids got on your nerve, whatever. On Mash the Motherfucker Mondays, we'll allow you to call up here and tell us about it. And what we'll do is we'll mash it for you with a goddamn 3-piece combo, nigga. Yeah! Real quick, like, all right? Just like goddamn church, nigga. 3-piece and a biscuit, nigga. The biscuit is... Yeah! Punches, nigga. Mash the Motherfucker Monday, okay? Every Monday. Beginning of the week, just to get that shit off your chest. This is called K100. On the Facebook page, it says K100. Say the shit people wouldn't normally say. This is where you can say that shit. This is a stress reliever, man. We're here for you. This is therapy, nigga. Don't you get it? We offering the service, nigga. And this shit is totally free. All you
get
gotta
it
do
off
is
your chest.
Yeah, all you gotta do is call up and holler at us, man. You did? That's all. Alright? So, here we go. People keep... Soon as I said that, all of a sudden people keep... Hey, I'm doing a show live! I can't answer your Skype while I'm doing the show live. I'm just saying, after the show, Skype me. I can't watch you literally like while I'm doing the show. It's just my connection, okay? Everybody Skype me now. Everybody sending me messages. I can't answer you right now. I'm doing the show. God damn it. Damn it, man. Anyway, so.
That's black people for you.
Let's get into the motherfucking proceedings this evening. The number here is 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. I'm your host, Blizzard. My co-host, P-Reg, is affiliated. Is sitting right here next with me. We got people on the line already. Whenever you're calling in and you just want to say something, you want to talk to us, make sure you hit the number one on your keypad so we can come to you, baby. All right? So my motherfucking mash, all right, first of all, because the motherfucker that I want to mash is actually the precursor to the show tonight. All right? Alright, so you go ahead and tell me, P-Red, you got anybody, I know you got something you want to mash. Go ahead and mash somebody, because when I mash my motherfucker, that's the precursor to what the fuck we talking about tonight.
No, because I know you're real, real big right now. So I don't even want to, you know what I'm saying, trip over my motherfucking shoe screen, partner. So let go ahead and get
I'm saying, no, it don't matter how small or big it is, it could be anything. What happened?
No, because I really want to hear this shit you finna talk about, bro. You know, my shit small things to a
but still, we got to mash him, dog. We got to mash him. Because everybody else, now everybody else going to feel like they think small. Nothing too small to get to talk about mashing, all right? Nothing too small. Whatever you want to mash, you hit us up. Go ahead.
Yeah, man, you know me, man. I want to mash all these bitches that motherfucking keep motherfucking coming out of a nigga goddamn trying to get this check out of a nigga pocket, man. You know what I'm saying? These gold nigga bitches, man. Mash some hoes, man. You know what I'm talking about?
And on that note, tonight's subject is prenuptial agreements. Prenup.
Preach.
Prenup. Keyword being pre, before, nuptial. Nuptial is when you get married. All right. So now that we understand the meaning of the word, some of y'all probably didn't even fucking know that. All right?
Hey, now let me quick give y'all the dictionary meaning of this shit, too, man.
Listen, man. Y'all some grown-ups. Y'all should know that.
Yes,
I hope
sir,
you're grown.
Yes, sir.
If you're not grown, hang up. Hang the fuck up right now. Pump your motherfucking brakes, shawty. This shit ain't for you. Hang the fuck up. Lock the fuck off if you ain't 18 in this bitch. Please. Matter of fact, if you ain't even 25, because goddamn, you still ain't ready for the shit if you're 18.
Yeah.
All right.
Your bread ain't big that tall yet.
All right. So we on to it. Let's get into it then. Nobody, I got 7-8 people on the phone line, but everybody's life is perfect. Nobody got nobody they want to mash. Everybody had a great weekend, huh?
Yeah, maybe after you get into what you want to say, you know, it'll bring them out.
Fuck all y'all. Y'all motherfucking life ain't that great. Fuck that shit. Anyway, we get into the subject. Okay. Tonight's subject, you know, prenuptial agreements. Now, the precursor to this is, first of all, who I want to mash is, I got two people I want to mash, all right? And they both up in they in the same household. It's bad when you want to mash two motherfuckers in the same house.
Uh-oh, it's a double whammy, people.
And on top of that, I ain't never met both of them. But let me tell you who the fuck I want to mash. And I've been wanting to mash them before I even had this show. But I had a show when it was really just fresh out there on the wire. But now I do, so now I'm finna mash him. I want to motherfucking mash Tiger Woods.
Yeah!
You stupid fuck. And his motherfucking wife.
Yeah!
Hi, Elon! Bitch. Fuck that. Okay, let's get into it. This is the whole motherfucking point, alright? I want to mash Tiger because this got to be the dumbest motherfucking rich nigga I ever met. Well, matter of fact, he ain't even a nigga. He's goddamn. This is the dumbest motherfucking Blasian. This is what they call itself, black and Asian. The dumbest Blasian on the history of planet, nigga. I thought the motherfucking goddamn Asian supposed to be smart, nigga. You ain't get that side of the genes from your mama, nigga. Kill yourself. Fucking ignorant bitch. Look, this motherfucking super duper rich billionaire, right? He goes out, gets married to the motherfucking nanny. First of all, why you marrying a broco and you already rich? What's that about, Tiger? Where did they do that? That's one. I'm killing Tiger all fucking night. All night, nigga, because he's basically the basis of this shit. Okay? Look. So he married the motherfucking nanny. She ain't got shit. Whatever. He makes this motherfucking bitch rich. No, he don't want the motherfucker be married in the first goddamn place. You feel what I'm saying? You know he don't want to be married in the first place. But he do it. I guess he want to put on for the goddamn, put on for the companies. I guess it's going to make him more marketable or something. Whatever. Get married. Getting all the other pussy in the world. You feel what I'm saying? I mean, just really just mashing everything left and right.
They set him up.
But he knew he wasn't ready. He knew he wanted. He knew he was going to go, you know, he knew he was going to be mashing like that anyway. So my first reason for actually mashing this motherfucker on Mashing Motherfucking Mondays is, bitch, why did you even get married when you know you still want to fuck a lot of other hoes and you got so much you can lose? A. And again. Nigga, I know you ain't married this motherfucking broke bitch with no prenup. Nigga, I know. Now, I don't know. I've been trying to research the shit, and everybody like, do they, don't they? Do they, don't they? You feel me? They said she was, at first, when it first popped off, they said she was guaranteed, no matter what happens when their marriage is all, $80 million. Now, I don't know about you, nigga. I don't know about you. But $80 million, bitch, you ain't swung a motherfucking golf club. You ain't teed off now time. You understand what I'm saying? You ain't did now commercial. So no matter what, this nigga gonna give you $80 million regardless of how it ends. If it ends good or bad, she gonna get the $80
million. And you never gotta be a fucking nanny again.
Never. And on top of that, bitch, you already know the $80 million that you would've got, the $80 million she was guaranteed no matter what, you feel me? That shit... She ain't got to worry about paying for shit for her kids and nothing. He still gonna do that. He still will have child support, but she gonna be $80 million
in the game.
Bitch, you ain't doing nothing but goddamn fuck this motherfucker and goddamn push out two babies. And all you motherfucking females don't call for that fuck shit by. You ain't had no baby. Bitch, it's a whole bunch of motherfucking women out here who ain't got $80 million for it. They did it for goddamn broke. Kill yourself for you, even call me. Motherfuckers. Alright? So $80 million, that's what she would've get. But oh no. No. Tiger goes out there, he fuck a whole bunch of bras, he get caught up. Yeah, I've mashed him for that, ladies. I mashed him for that. You know what I'm saying? But he go out there, he fuck a whole bunch of girls, and he get caught up. You understand what I'm saying? Now she wants $750 million.
Goddamn, that it went from 80 to 750.
750 fucking million dollars.
Y'all motherfuckers do the math, man.
Bitch. Every motherfucking hoe within earshot that think that hoe deserved half of that. Period. I don't give a fuck if she was his wife. I don't give a fuck what happened. I don't give a fuck what he did. Don't nobody deserve to get $750 million. I don't even want the motherfucker to goddamn die in a plane crash and the family to get $750 million. Ain't nobody life worth that if they ain't never worked for it. If they ain't never did shit for it. I don't give a fuck what to call it. Bitch, $750 million? Nobody on the planet deserves that much free money for not doing shit unless they win the fucking lottery. Period, point blank. I don't give a fuck what he did, what the wife did. I don't give a shit. If they get that motherfucker to be $750 million, I don't give a fuck what he worth. I don't care. It need to be a mother. First of all, it need to be a motherfucking limit on what a motherfucking female can get.
Hey,
period, point blank. And a man, too. Matter of fact, while we on it, let me go ahead just to make it even. That's for goddamn K-Fed mooching ass. He did a real live bitch move by goddamn. He basically did what motherfucking women do. Marry a rich bitch and goddamn it, divorce her ass and get all the money. That's what K-Fed did. A lot of niggas get that motherfucking props. Fuck him. He's feeding into that same old fuck ass system about motherfuckers deserve half. For what? The kid's gonna be taken care of. It don't even take the 80 million she was gonna get the first fucking time. Okay? It don't even cost that much to take care of them goddamn kids.
Boy.
They could live the best life and she could possibly imagine, and she gonna still die super rich and her grand and their kids with 80 million. 750?
It's fucking outrageous, people.
Man, get the fuck out of here. Okay? That's why I'm motherfucking mad. So that's why I'm mashing Elon
once again.
And I'm mashing Tiger, stupid ass, if he ain't got no fucking ironclad locked down solid prenup that shit is not even finna go down anyway. Both of them deserve to get their ass mashed today. Alright?
Hey.
So now I'm posing the question.
Hey, I'm saying it like this.
What?
That nigga fucked the nanny, got the nanny pregnant.
Well, he married her before they got pregnant.
Well, I'm just saying.
They were married.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, though, at the end of the day, I would have got a prenup anyway.
You supposed to get a fucking prenup anyway. You rich. Listen, man, this is the motherfucking point of the goddamn subject. People been goddamn calling up.
He could have said, I'm going to get a bitch $10 million if we get motherfucking divorced. That's just what I want a motherfucking give. If she signed a prenup, you're going to get $10 million. So, shit, where the fuck 80 and 750 come from?
I think that's how it was. I think it was like 80. I remember when he first got caught cheating.
Yeah.
They was like, she guaranteed $80 million no matter what happens with the marriage.
So they probably felt like, goddamn, okay, if right. I'm going to get 80, I might as well just bang out.
No. She now she's suing. Now she done got the lawyers involved, and the lawyers trying to make her go for the 750. You know, the lawyers going to go for the top. You know, of course, y'all know the lawyers get more money than more money that bitch get. Let's not play. Okay?
Yeah, you already know.
So you already know. They want a bigger chunk of that 80. Yeah, but this motherfucker big enough. Let's go for 750. You feel what I'm saying? But she don't deserve that. She just give her 80, nigga. He a billionaire. Okay, $80 million. I'm tired of motherfuckers acting like, oh, he a big. I don't give a fuck what he got. Bitch, that's $80 million. That hoe ain't getting shit for.
That you never got in your life.
You'd have never got in your lifetime, man. You never met that man.
No.
He made that shit. That motherfucker was on the Tonight Show when he was goddamn 1 year old, bouncing a ping pong ball around. Not you, bitch. Not you. And that goes for the rest of you motherfucking gold digging bitches. NBA-wise and NFL-wise, who ain't never ran a motherfucking goddamn wind sprint. Bitch. Fuck that.
I ain't never did a layup shot a motherfucking three-pointer.
Yeah, you get some money out of the divorce. But goddamn it, you don't it need to be a level of this shit. So my thing is with the prenup is, do you feel like, okay, a lot of people was calling in, they were saying, yo, with the prenup shit, do you feel like that's just going into the marriage saying that you don't trust that motherfucker? And I'm like, first of all, with the prenup shit, and this ain't even my opinion, nigga, this shit is fact. A prenup is not about your marriage. It's not a choice of your honeymoon. It's not a choice of where you're going to live. This is a prenuptial agreement is a financial document. It's a legal financial document, okay? You know what I'm saying? When you drive around this month, if you're rich, you got everything insured. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you might not need that insurance. You might not wreck. You might not die early. You might not get sick. But guess what? You still got fucking insurance just in case shit happens. Okay?
This and is motherfucking goddamn fault.
This is the real motherfucking world.
Exactly.
First of all, Tiger is the biggest idiot ever. If he know he's still gonna be around here smashing all these random bitches, he already know he ain't finna motherfucking really settle down like that with one anyway. You did. So if he know that, why would he already not? Why he really setting himself up for failure in the first place? But even if he felt like I'm gonna be the best husband in the world ever, and then goddamn it, he just got caught up in the hype at the moment, which is what. Because, goddamn it, you know, he a billionaire. He getting pussy thrown at him left and right. Even still, you need that prenuptial agreement. And it has absolutely nothing to do with how much you love that other person. I'm going to tell you right now, lady, before you call in here and ask me. I sign that motherfucker in a heartbeat. If I meet a motherfucking woman, man, and she super rich and we hit it off, and she be like, I want you to sign a prenup. Okay. Okay.
Can't miss what you ain't never had now.
Period, point blank. I ain't have it before I met you, so what fucking difference do it make?
I'm trying to tell
you. I went home.
So if you don't sign, you going in again.
And then if she goes so far as to say, look, I'm worth $1 billion. If anything happened, I'm going to give you $10 million. You can walk away with $10 million. Nigga, bitch, what a line. I don't give a fuck about the fact that you ain't. I don't give a fuck about the fact that she a billionaire. I don't care. I don't care if she goddamn get caught making a motherfucking fuck tape with Ray J and embarrass me. My feelings are so fucking hurt. Bitch. Where the check at? And where the papers? We can get this shit done in a day.
Yeah, we can get it popping.
We ain't got to talk. Just give me the $10 million check.
And shit.
God damn it. You know, you already know we got kids together. You already know who paying the support. You already know. We already got this. They already know. We ain't got to talk about that. You paying for the private school. I ain't going to drag this shit out.
We ain't got to talk to the tabloids.
Oh, it's over. Yeah, she stuck something in the deacon on camera, man. And. Hey, man, I can't, you know, I can't fuck with him after that, man. She hold out now.
Hey, no,
but give me the $10 million and I'm done.
But you know, really,
and she can be worth $5 billion. I wouldn't give a shit. If she tell me when we first get into it, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to give you $50 million no matter what if you just sign this prenup, and that'll just be, you know what I'm saying. To them, that's a drop in the hat. But to me, nigga, and to a fucking nanny, bitch, to a nanny, and to a motherfucker like me that's working a job and doing whatever to survive around this bitch,
80,
before 80. I met her, give me the 80. Give me the 80, I'm going to shut the fuck up. I ain't got nothing else to say. But no, not a female. Yeah. No, not everybody else. Everybody else.
They all in the ill.
Telling these motherfuckers. Oh, he got this. He worth more than this. Man, look, man. So the fuck what? What the fuck did you really, really, really do to earn that motherfucking bread, baby? You understand what I'm saying? And the motherfucking prenup, once again, nigga. The motherfucking prenup ain't got shit to do with how much a motherfucker love you. It's a financial doc. That's business, man. That's business. You understand what I'm saying? I don't know no other way to say that shit, man. You know what I mean? We got motherfuckers on the line. Hey. I want y'all to hit the motherfucking number one and let me know what's up.
Hey, just like I always tell a motherfucker, man. I meet a woman, I'm with this woman, man. And I got money. I'm going to tell all the real. I'm going to give you something. But you're going to sign a motherfucking prenup. I don't give a fuck. Shit, we ain't got shit to talk about. That's just point.
Listen, man, I just don't understand why would you not want... Okay, the question is, on the flip side of the question is, you know what I'm saying, why would you not want to, you know what I'm saying, why would you not want to sign it if you're the significant other? You feel what I'm saying?
But look, this what...
Why would you not want to sign it? You feel what I'm saying? If you really with this motherfucker for the person that they are and not their money... You feel what I'm saying? If you ain't with them for their money, what's the problem with you signing the shit in the first place? You say it's all about love. It ain't about their money. You don't want their money. Why the fuck won't you sign it then? You feel what I'm saying? Why won't you sign it? If it's all about love for you, then you should have no problem signing the prenup because you ain't with them for the money anyway.
Damn right.
So sign the motherfucking prenup.
You gonna get some bread regardless. You gonna get something out of
you. You just ain't finna get shit that you don't motherfucking deserve. You ain't finna get an abundance of that shit that you ain't fucking worked for. You feel what I'm saying? That you ain't shoot a free throw for. You feel what I'm saying? That you ain't rap now fucking verse for, bitch. You not getting it. Let it be known, nigga. If I get on before I get married, you don't even want to date me without. Hey, I'm asking this shit like on the second date. Will you sign a prenup? No. Ain't even us talking.
Yeah.
We can't do nothing but fuck. So you can't never be my wife.
Shit, we can't even do
never.
That.
Never.
We can't even do that.
Never be my wife. Not gonna happen.
I don't even want to fuck the shit.
Kill yourself.
Kill yourself.
This Blizzard talking. Better get me before I get it. You know what I'm saying?
That's the only way you're gonna get it.
That's the only way you're gonna get it. Better get me before I get it.
That's the only way you're gonna get it.
Because if I got it, matter of fact, if I get married. You know what I'm saying?
If I get married.
She just that raw and I'm just that digger, her nigga. She could be the baddest in the world, nigga, but that shit don't make me stupid. I don't believe that. I'm going to the phone line. Somebody raise their hand. The rest of y'all listening, goddamn it, hit the number one. Fuck that. 678-571, get at me.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on? Who's this?
Coco Smooth.
Coco Smooth, now I know who you are.
Coco, what's happening?
Since you using the same name now, since you ain't trying to cut me in a stealth mode on a nigga.
What's happening, Coco?
What's going on?
Nothing. What's going on with y'all?
Man, we chilling, man. You hear what we talking about, man. You feel me?
The prenup. I would sign the prenup.
You would, wouldn't you?
Yeah, me personally, you know, if I ain't coming to the relationship with shit, I wouldn't be coming in there expecting to leave with, you know, three times what I had. Well, you know, just what you made, you know, before I came into the relationship. So I would sign the prenup.
All right.
And I would feel like, you know, if I'm marrying the motherfucker, I would feel like if we're not going to be together, he will still make sure that I'm going to be all right anyway. So it wouldn't come into play that I need to know I need half of what he have or whatever. He should be able to set me straight anyway if it don't work out.
Right, right. That's what I'm saying. See, I think the thing with Tiger wife, because at first, it's like she going to get the 80 million, so she was like, it wasn't no problem. But over time...
Right.
You know, I guess they start coming up with more bras and whatever. He might have lied to her about. Of course, this nigga done got caught cheating, so he wanted to come all the way clean. But nigga, really, for real,
nigga, right.
I mean, come on, nigga, for real. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so he really ain't gonna come all the way through. But I mean, $750 million. That's like Paul McCartney's wife. Yeah, that's like Paul McCartney's wife tried to get that money. She ain't get all that motherfucking money. You know what I'm saying? That's good. Fuck that. He was gonna give her ass a whole bunch, but she still got more money than she ever would have had she never entered that person's life. That's the question.
Right.
Are you getting an abundance amount of money that you probably never would have ever had? She was already damn near in her 30s, a nanny, that was her living. How much a nanny make a year, you think?
Depending on 35, 40.
Well, now when you Tiger Woods nanny, you probably making a six figures.
You probably get 300,000.
200,000. $200,000. I can't give him. Goddamn.
$200,000.
$250,000. Something like that. I mean, right. You could have did that shit till you got them 80, bitch. You wouldn't even got a quarter of $80 million. And that's if you would have had clientele like Tiger Woods the rest of the whole time. You feel what I'm saying? As if, and we all know that's bullshit. That wouldn't happen. So, once again, I appreciate you calling,
you too,
Coco.
Well.
Hey,
thank you. What's up?
Hey, check this out.
Hi.
Check this out. You think Tiger a dumbass for not having that prenup?
Maybe he was blinded. I don't know if he was dumb or not, but maybe he was just blinded.
He first met
or whatever, so I don't know. I wouldn't call him dumb, but it wasn't a wise decision.
He a dumbass.
Kill yourself, Tiger.
I'm mashing that nigga all day. I ain't never get it because I ain't had a show when he first popped off. I would have mashed him ASAP. He'd have been the topic of discussion.
Thank
but we
you.
Bring it back. All right.
All right.
All right, Coco Smooth. You did. Callers, I see y'all on the line, man. Y'all got to hit the number one, or I'm not going to open up my line to the emptiness. Everybody's sitting on my line. I got people just sitting here. They just want to listen. They don't want to say nothing. The number here to call in is 347-934-0966. We're talking about prenuptial agreements. Tiger Woods' wife wants $750 million. Every time I say that. Fuck. 750 million?
Hey, come on, man. Let's go to 850.
See
what 850
talking about.
Gee.
850, holler
at me.
Yeah, what's going on with you? This is my
ears. What happened, Kuso Dad?
My goddamn, every time I call you, I can't be soon to sign up Kuso Dad. Now, hold on.
Hey,
let that die down a little bit.
little bit. You know what I'm saying? All right.
Won't you just let us have it? We asked you for it. Let us do it. We
hey,
you,
hey,
we
won't have to make a celebrity up at K100.
Hold on. We won't have to tie it to you. Just let us have it. We'll break you off a check if it pop off.
I'm saying if that was me, you know what I'm saying? I would sign the prenup. Guaranteed 80 million. You understand what I'm saying? I'm from the hood. I can't even, you know what I'm saying? I get tired of counting that. You know what I'm talking about? I would go for the 80 million. Now, 750 just really being greedy. You understand what I'm saying? For a nanny, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I can't really do nothing but just agree with what y'all said. You feel what I'm saying? But then again, you know, she probably got the little lawyers in her ear, you know what I'm saying, telling that bullshit. They trying to get their little, you know what I'm saying, their little bread or whatever. You feel what I'm saying? But on the real shit, Tiger is such a jackass on the real. You understand what I'm saying? If he ain't made
right.
that whole sign no prenup. You understand what
right.
I'm saying? Because you got so much to lose. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no pussy worth $750 million. I ain't got one, nigga. I'm just saying. $750 million.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
No pussy. Good. Hold up. What time for the whole girl right here saying the motherfucking blatantly obvious? Ain't none of you hoes pussy worth $750 million.
And if
it
you
is
think
what it is.
And if you think it is.
Hold on. Bitch, Chris.
Hey, if you think your pussy worth $750 million, go sell it and see if you get $750 million. Bitch.
I can say it's not going to happen. You feel me?
Right.
It's not going to happen.
You feel what I'm saying? But look, Mike, this is what I'm saying. And it's not even about, because, see, a lot of people were saying that, man, it's about you going, this is what the main people of, the opponents of prenup say. They say signing the prenup is going into a marriage expecting failure.
I think it's going into a marriage just expecting the unexpected. You understand what I'm saying? It's kind of like what you said, you had an insurance. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You know, you don't really know if something's going to happen, you know what I'm saying? But just in case something happened, you know what I'm saying? Shit, you got $80 million, it's going to break your phone. You understand what I'm saying? That's like laying on a bed of feathers. You feel what I'm talking about?
Right, shit, exactly.
That'll break anybody down fall as far as I'm concerned.
Right,
I'm
right.
I'm just saying.
It is. I know. You know, you dead ass right. You ain't wrong. I'm just trying to get some. Because, see, now, I done had this discussion on Facebook, and I had 1,000 motherfucking females, and I sent all they motherfucking asses that was talking that shit back when it first popped off. I sent every last one of them a goddamn invitation to the show. God damn it, let's go toe-to-toe. Fuck the word. Let's talk it out. But now they don't want to show up because they know damn well that's some bullshit. See, they already know $750 million is ridiculous. Period.
That is ridiculous. But at the same time, you got to give it to she do deserve something. You understand what I'm saying? That's like, for real, that's like going under, like, public humiliation. Like, it was like a million. It's, you know what? If she got $1 million for every bitch she fucked, she probably would get $750 million. You understand what I'm saying? That's public humiliation. But he was out there. I'm talking about freak a little something. That nigga was fucking everything. You feel me?
Yeah. So, they say fuck like 100. So if he gave her 100. 100 million. I'm saying, it ain't like Tiger was trying to not give her nothing. That's the whole point. That's what really got me tripping off the whole shit about Tiger's particular case. You feel me? She already was going to get 80 no matter what. Even if they split and goddamn it was still best friends, she was going to get 80. You dig? I mean, where the fuck did 750 number come from? But
and
I mean,
then on top of that, he's still going to take care of the kids.
Yeah.
You still owe a new car every fucking year.
I don't know now. He might just give her the 80 million and be like, do what you do. You feel what I'm saying? You never know. You can expect him to do that. You understand what I'm saying? He might just give her the 80 million and be like, shit, that's for you. You know what I'm saying? Y'all do what y'all do. You understand what I'm saying? He wouldn't be, would he be wrong?
Hey, I mean, me personally, no, because 80 million, if you can't make it do with 80 million, bitch, that's what you deserve. You know what I'm saying? If you can't make your kids live, your kids still need to be going to Ivy League schools. And goddamn it, and their grandkids need to be straight. I'll put it this way: if a motherfucker won a lottery for $80 million, a motherfucker will say they set for life. They great grandkids set. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Won't nobody
exactly.
even question that shit. Nope, they wouldn't even question the shit. Wouldn't even question.
Oh, girl, being a little greedy, but I do agree with the fact that she deserves something. You understand what I'm saying? She went into it without nothing. You know what I'm saying? She may have been accustomed to living a certain way. $80 million will make sure she still live the way she, you know what I'm saying, become accustomed to living in the last however long they've been together or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? To me, get the $80 million, bitch, and go to San Jose and just chill the fuck out and get, you know what I'm saying, get your groove back. God damn.
Yeah. All right, then. That's what's up, Mike. Appreciate that, baby.
All right.
You know what I'm saying, man? You know, the real females gonna call up here and keep it 100. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna have some females call up here on that lovey-dovey shit. You know what I'm saying? They might hit us up in the second hour.
I don't give a fuck what the motherfuckers
Some of these people don't call people that lovey-dovey shit. That means you don't trust me. It's about trust and blah, blah. I'm telling you.
Look.
Wait till the second hour when everybody start calling
that boyfriend, their husband might not make but goddamn $50,000 a year. If they motherfucking break up and goddamn get a divorce, motherfucker, you ain't
but see, they going to say, listen, I already know because I already threw it up on Facebook with them. They going to say, well, that ain't my husband, that's them. And he worth $1 billion. She need half.
Man.
She need half. They gave Juanita 168. Joy wife.
Yeah.
168. Now, Jordan, probably, if he ain't a billionaire, he probably close. You know what I'm saying? Because he got a lot of other things going on. A lot of investments. You know, he got a lot of money. He might be close to a billionaire. If not. You know, but she cashed out. That's the 168. You feel me? When he bought the team or whatever, if that team ended up going to the playoffs or something for like 2 or 3 years, he'll get all that back.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You know, if they be good for like 5 solid years straight, you know what I'm saying? He'll make a lot of that back. And plus, working out deals, you know, more money after the fact. So he gonna recoup. Tiger will recoup at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Because the nigga still Tiger fucking Woods.
Yeah.
Everybody gonna, he going through this book. This shit still fresh right now. You know what I'm saying? Really? It's only been about 4 months or something? 3-4 months? Some shit like that?
Even if he said, fuck it, I'm going to give her $150 million.
All right. I don't know, man.
I know, and motherfucker, hey, just put it like this. If you had money and I had money, and just say, I got divorced, and you were still married, the first question I know you're going to motherfucking ask me is, bro, did you have a prenup?
Right.
Because you know I'm gonna ask you the same fucking thing.
I'm gonna ask you that question before you even get married.
Exactly. Because
like, you're my homie.
Yeah.
If you're my motherfucking partner, and I know you rich, gonna be like, dog, we gonna have a real nigga discussion, goddamn it, over some drinks, nigga.
Yeah.
Hey, nigga, you know you got a prenup, right?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Yeah. And if you tell me no, nigga, you have to convince me before we leave that setting. Why the fuck you don't? What the fuck so special about her? And I don't give a fuck if you love her, nigga. I ain't gonna call out her name. That's your lady. But we gonna get a motherfucking understanding, nigga. What the fuck?
Oh, you already know that.
That's like one of your motherfucking homeboys on that shit, and you gonna have an intervention. That's it. I'm gonna have an intervention with every rich nigga I ever meet that finna marry a motherfucking broke bitch, nigga. We having an intervention for this nigga. This nigga finna marry this or what? A prenup. He need an intervention. He might as well be smoking crack. He finna self destruct the same way. It's the same shit.
Real niggas do real shit. If that's your homeboy, if that nigga like your motherfucking brother. Nigga, you would not let a nigga motherfucking fuck yourself up. It's not happening.
Right.
Nigga, wouldn't do that, man.
You know what I'm saying? So, that's all we try. That's all we get to. I see a couple calls on the line. Yo, hit the number one. I see all y'all. 615-636. Don't make me just open the line up, damn it. I know
playing,
you want to. Matter of fact, I already know who both of them is.
Playing with a nigga and shit.
All right. Fuck it. You want to do it the hard way. Go ahead, holler at me, 615.
615.
How you gonna put me on blast like that?
Damn it, I told you to hit the number one. Candy, what's happening, baby? You been on the low. You been hiding.
Oh, is this a tough?
Yeah. No. Candy absolutely disagrees with this, right, Candy?
Do I disagree with it?
Yeah.
No way.
You won't sign a prenup. I recall you on Facebook saying ain't nowhere in hell you were signing a prenup.
No, I'm not signing a prenup.
For why not?
You know what I'm saying? And I'm at home being wifey, taking care. You don't know what that woman went through. You know what I'm saying? Taking care of his ass. He could be a crazy motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Or something. It could be anything.
But
Candy. You know what I'm saying?
Candy. I'm saying.
To the girl that said something about setting her pussy, no pussy is worth $750 million, head is. Right.
Your head worth $750 million.
Right.
You
got
some. We gonna fly you to Atlanta and get you out of here, nigga. You know what I'm saying? We gotta certify that shit. We gotta verify this motherfucker got some $750 million head. I ain't even had $100,000 head job in my life.
Hey, we got head. Hey, somebody here. We got some money, so we hey, yeah.
Hello?
See.
Yo, Candy. Damn, she got cut off or something. I think she got cut off.
Come on, man.
Damn it. She got cut off.
Yes, based on the app.
All right, Candy. Oh, she back. She must have. You dropped the signal. What happened?
I don't know. My phone just be dropping the signal like that. I don't know.
Oh, okay. But now, real talk to Candy. Okay, we understand what you're saying. He could be crazy and blah, 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 all that. But this is stuff that you're going to find out after the fact. We're talking about y'all ain't even married yet. Y'all, you don't even know if he is like that. Y'all ain't married yet. How would you even know if he's crazy like that? He protecting himself before the fact. You don't even know if he's crazy. And we're not saying don't be crazy.
Just like she knew he was a hoe, she knew his ass was crazy. You understand what I'm saying? Right. She probably had to put up with a whole bunch of bullshit. You know what I'm saying? The fucking, the bitches. You don't know. He probably brought her something home. You know what I'm saying? A disease or something. You never know. That's what I'm saying.
She
hello?
But I'm saying. Okay, but okay.
You never know.
So then you're going to sit here and tell me even if she knew beforehand she deserved the money and she know he fucked up, so what that make her? She know he fucked
right.
up, but she married him anyway.
Yeah, she on her game. And all them bitches out there fucking them broke-ass niggas and having babies with these broke-ass niggas ain't on their game.
And Tiger was not on his game.
Right.
You feel me?
Right.
Tiger ain't on his
right.
game. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Tiger ain't
right.
on his game, because if you on your game, see, I ain't gonna lie. Out of this whole situation, all right, let me go ahead and say this real clear. Out of this whole situation, the motherfucker that deserved the mashing, the most,
yeah!
Oh, it's definitely
it's him.
Tiger.
She a pimp. She doing
yeah.
what she's supposed to do. You feel what I'm
because,
saying? You can't even hate the player. You hate the game, and he did that shit to himself. You feel what
I'm saying? He did.
Right.
I give you that. I agree 100%, bar none, with you on that shit right there. He is the dumb motherfucker in this situation. Not her.
Exactly. Not her.
Not her. I'm still mad.
And everybody, all the bitches out there mad at that bitch. Yeah, y'all mad because y'all had a baby with a broke-ass nigga. He ain't doing shit. That bitch got in where she fit in. You feel what I'm saying? Right.
Okay. I'll give you that. That was some pimp shit she did. I will agree with you there. But I still mash her anyway, because I still feel like, even though you're right, who would be mad at a motherfucker that could get 750 and don't? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Him. That's it.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You're right about that particular aspect of it, but still, though, fuck that. She don't deserve $750 million, and you ain't nobody.
It don't matter what she deserves. You feel what I'm saying? It don't matter what she deserves or what she don't deserve. The white bitch is going to get it. That's what he get for fucking with them white.
That's what you forget for playing that bullshit and got cut off.
Damn it, Candy.
Yeah.
Candy got to get Candy going in. You need to get an upgrade, baby. They bullshitting. They bullshitting.
Yeah.
Her phone keep going in and out.
Yeah.
For real.
Shit, you fucking with a nigga, you get you a new phone.
Damn it, man. Damn it, Candy. All right, so I'm getting ready to go into a motherfucking song. I feel this song is fitted. So we talking about goddamn gold digging and gold.
Hey, got her hand raised again, huh?
No, that was Maya. She just never did hit the number one. You know what I'm saying? But Maya hit the number one and hit it twice, and let me know if you want to holler back. I know she kind of said, you know what I'm saying, her pussy. Candy said her pussy is worth $750 million.
No,
Maya,
she said her head.
Her head is. She said Candy said her head worth $750 million.
Man, what
up? Woo! $750, nigga, for the head? Damn, nigga, $750?
Man.
Candy.
What's up?
Don't hang up. Hold on. Maya.
What it do?
Maya, Candy said her head is worth $750 million.
I mean, you know, if Candy feel like her shit worth $750, you know, that's on Candy. You feel what I'm saying? I'm telling y'all, me being the motherfucker I am, the realest bitch alive, telling you some real nigga shit, that ain't no, I don't give a fuck who you are or what you got to spare. Nobody gonna pay, you know what I'm saying, just gonna give up $750 million
Tiger
for some
Woods,
you know what I'm saying?
Tiger Woods is gonna give it up for us.
He didn't, baby.
You know what I'm saying?
He didn't do that because, listen, what I'm saying is the chick was gonna get 80 off the top. You understand what I'm saying? You feel
right.
what I'm talking about? So what it is she ain't gonna get no $750. You don't think them lawyers finna let that bitch walk away with $750 fucking million dollar fishery?
Well, it don't matter. He finna give up $750. Even if he
got
to
pay
the lawyers or whatever, he finna give up $750. You feel what I'm saying?
Baby,
right.
he's gonna
give
up $750. He would rather get that shit to a goddamn lawyer than to see
no,
that bitch
no.
walk away with this shit. You understand what I'm saying?
He ain't. We we acting like Tiger's some nigga off the street that we know. Tiger ain't no nigga off the street that we know. He a
businessman would do with him and shit like that.
I'm telling you, I fuck with white boys.
Not walk off with $750 million. That's
he
a pussy move. And I'll be damned. I'll be damned.
Right.
I'll be damned.
He's a pussy. He's going to do it.
He's going to do it. He's a pussy ass. But that pussy ain't going to pay $750 million for another pussy. Believe that.
All righty then. Thank you, ladies. I just wanted to make sure we got that clear.
hey, when that bitch don't get that 750 million.
Right. Both of y'all sit on the air, ladies.
Hey, when that bitch don't get that 750 million, I want her to call back up, though. Because she thinks Tiger really got some sharp lawyers, too. So when she don't get that 750, call back up, and we'll go at it again. Leave that.
Right.
Bitch ain't getting 750. I don't give a fuck. She gonna get something, but bitch ain't gonna get 750.
Damn it, Kenny.
She might get more than 80 million. She ain't finna walk away with no $750 million. That shit is unheard of. That shit is phenomenal. Like, this, be for real. Like, I can't even believe that hoe even asked for that phenomenal amount of money. Y'all making me use words I don't even fucking use on a regular basis. That is some crazy shit.
At least you know how to use it. hit the pistol,
my ear makes me kill people. All right, so Candy, I think the basic disagreement. I let y'all air it out, but let me be the moderation real quick. I got both of y'all on the air still, but let me moderate. I think y'all both feel like, okay, the bitch deserves something, but Maia's main thing is that's way too much money, and Maia don't even think she gonna get it, and you actually think she really gonna win.
She ain't gonna get it.
Nobody
might win. She might win. Whatever the white bitch get, I think she deserves whatever the fuck she get. You feel what I'm saying? Because I'm just down for bitches like that. She got in what she fit in.
It don't matter what she get.
You know what I'm saying? My thing was, shit, pay the bitch $1 million for every bitch he done fucked. You understand what I'm saying? And then get a whole sum for mental anguish and the goddamn public humiliation. But that shit still don't add up for $750 million.
But
right.
Whatever she get is all good, though. But we acting
exactly.
Like, Tiger Woods
is
this nigga.
I would email her.
We know. You know what I'm saying? Like, he a blizzard-ass nigga. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like a nigga that we know that would not give up that money. If the white folks tell that nigga to give us $750, he giving it up. He ain't got no choice. You feel what I'm saying?
Oh, he got a choice because he swung them goddamn golf clubs and he motherfucking looked at that damn camera and made them commercials. He got a choice. That's his bread. That whole idea is shit. But later, her back had a couple kids.
Right. But if the white folks tell him to get that goddamn money, he giving that money. You feel me?
Well, I, you know
regardless.
What? When it play out, dog, we're going to have to do this all over again. You feel me?
All right. I love it. I fucking love it. Damn it, man. Where can you find this shit? This fucking K100, bitches. I got the realest motherfucking show on the planet, nigga. You niggas is sleeping. Yeah, and half of y'all motherfuckers know about it. You just fucking puss-ass niggas. You hating. Stop playing, nigga. Two real-ass motherfucking broads giving their opinion. You understand what I'm saying? And I know both of them and both of them trill broads. You know what I'm saying? They disagree on this particular topic. I bet you 90% of the other shit in their life they probably agree on. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? I feel my ear's point of view, and I do feel Candy's point of view on this subject, okay? Candy is saying whatever that bitch get, she deserves. At the end of the day, nigga, because Tiger's so motherfucking stupid.
Yeah!
If that bitch do get the 750, I ain't going to cry about it. You know what I'm saying? I'll be like, damn, nigga, it's your fault. It's his fault. Like I agree with Candy. It's his fault that he even the shit can even be uttered. Cause nigga, you should have an ironclad lockdown prenup on deck. That bitch, that shit should be unbeatable. Your lawyer should have had that shit so unfaithable, nigga. A cracker ain't even gonna take that motherfucking goddamn case because they know they can't win.
Know what I'm saying?
Exactly. They know they can't win. That bitch ironclad. That's the kind of shit you should have had anyway, Tiger. So if that bitch do get 750, like Candy said, she deserve it. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm with Maya. Ain't no bitch on the planet worth. Nigga. Kill your motherfucking self. Affiliated hustles, bitches. Nothing to lose. I'm sick of this shit.
This one is going out to all my ladies out there working hard in the club. Check this one out.
Hey, just for all them ladies out there in the club doing their thing. You know what I'm talking about? From Magic City to Pinups, Club Babes, Strokers, Body Tap. Wherever they get it in, man, you know? Even out there at Pink Pony, you know, out in Rolex, down to FLA. Well, you trippin'. Play this in the club. From the dough, I can see that ass busting out your eyes. Hit the pole, drop it low, make a pimp rich. Like your face like a 10, ass roll like a 24. And baby got a load, and that's just what I came for. No bottles at the bar, now I ain't gonna be popping. I just came to see some ass and how the ball dropping them. To go and pain, mama, just don't stop. Why waste your time shaking ass? Go and send that cop. Send you been all up in the club, shaking that ass like you normally do. But if a nigga was trying to get with you, baby, nigga would have to trick with you. Cause see, for you, it's about that money, more things, feeling fat, love. Shaking that ass for a little change. Might even tool a little stuff. See, you got caught up in this hype trick, that's why you can't feel. If a nigga was loving you, couldn't trust in you, and that's real. But I ain't mad at your mama, yeah, it's your life to choose. But if you choose life in the club, I guess you ain't got nothing to lose. Girl, when it comes, I'm out, nothing to lose. Hypnotize your mind by the way that you move.
That's a motherfucking gangster. Hey, that nigga, if that nigga right there, nigga, I know what you're thinking. Blizzum, when the fuck y'all did a song with Ron Isley, nigga? Yeah, bitches. What? We the shit. Affiliated motherfucking hustlers.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's me, my homeboy P. Reg and B-Lo motherfucking down.
Down.
Featuring Zerly. That nigga sound just like motherfucking Ron Osley, nigga. I don't give a fuck, nigga. Every time I play that shit, the motherfucker be like, nigga, y'all got a song with Ron Osley, nigga? You know what I'm saying? For real. At the end, that nigga do sound like Ron Osley, for real.
He's
killing that shit. That nigga sound just, I don't give a fuck. When Ron Osley die, I'm like, nigga, you need to go to Vegas and do goddamn cover for that nigga. You know what I'm saying?
He'll get it.
That nigga will get it, boy. That nigga sound just like Ron. We had to fuck with him, yo.
Yeah, yeah.
One time for B-Low down, one time for Zerly, you feel me? That's one of my favorite records that the Affiliated Hustlers did. You know what I'm saying? That shit so pimp tight. That motherfucking song so gangster. I fucks with it big time. All right? We back, nigga. We going in the motherfucking hour two.
Yeah.
K-100. K-motherfucking 100, nigga. Trilla show on the motherfucking planet, nigga.
Yeah. Real radio.
Real talk.
Real talk.
Real talk.
Real life.
Yeah.
K-motherfucking 100.
Man, we done had some trill conversation about prenuptial agreements tonight. We kind of winded it in with the fact that Tiger Woods' wife acted for $750 motherfucking million dollars.
Million! Yeah!
It's also Mashing Motherfucking Monday. You got a problem with a bitch?
Mash him.
Mash him. Let us know. We'll mash him for you.
Yeah!
You understand what I'm saying? We had Mai on the line. We had Candy on the line.
Yeah.
We let them go at it. Two trill ass motherfucking females. Both of them stood up. They got a difference of opinion. My homegirl Mai said that bitch pussy ain't worth $750 million.
Yes.
But goddamn it, Candy said, goddamn it, that hoe deserve every dime she get.
Bullshit.
But we do agree with Candy that that motherfucking nigga Tiger is the ultimate dumbass.
So goddamn, pull the 40 out.
Damn it, man.
All right, Tiger, man. You know what I'm saying? All
right.
Tiger.
So we have...
We can call motherfucking K-100, man.
We'll put him on the line with goddamn Mai and Candy. And goddamn it, give him some game.
Hey, he might ask for some of that pussy. He probably got 750. He might want to...
God damn. Oh, by the way, Katie said her head is worth $750. That's yet to be certified over here at K-100.
Don't scare me.
All right. We're going to the lines. We talking about prenups. Should you get a prenup? Does that mean you don't trust your mate? Because you want a prenup? Or I feel like it's a motherfucking business decision. I feel like if you rich and you don't get no motherfucking prenup, you got to be dumb as fuck and I'm mashing you ASAP.
Yeah.
Also call in and tell us what the fuck you mad about.
Protect yourself.
We got Kilo on the line. Colonel Key. Ah, damn it. Yo.
Hello?
Colonel. What's going on? What's up, babe?
You got me?
Yeah, I got you. We hear you now. What's going on?
Oh, okay. Man, look. I want to mash. I got two mashes today because there's some bullshit right here.
Okay.
I want to mash all these gold-digging-ass bitches right behind these men trying to fuck for some damn money. Bitch, get your own shit. Mash them hoes right now.
Yeah! Bitch! And matter of fact, we got it loaded for you hoes, but we ain't going to kill you until you try some shit. Number two, kid.
No, we finna kill these niggas that sit here tricking off with these. Bitch, you want to get these gold-digging. Kill them motherfuckers. Kill they dumb ass now.
That's on the order. I was just following orders. The colonel said shoot.
That's bullshit. You know what I'm saying? $750 million, bitch. For real, you was a fucking nanny. A nanny, bitch. That, like you said, the 80, okay, give up. Even if they want to double that. Okay, just on GP. Okay. But nigga, $750 million. And then, you know what I'm saying, Candy, for real, goddamn it, I hope your ass at least got $1 million in the bank since your head worth that much, and do you have that much? Shit. You was taking the wrong dick. At least got $1 million. I'm just saying. I'm keeping this shit 100.
Hey, Key.
I'm keeping this shit 100.
Hey, Key. Because you said I had $150 million. Yo. Partner, man. I appreciate that shit right now.
That much, hell, at least have $500,000 in the bank. Shit, if your head worth that much, we sucking the wrong dicks. Suck the right dick and at least get that shit.
Hey, and she do brag about that. She sucked dick real good, so...
Let's see that face, baby. I hope you don't have to work. That's it. That's your job right now. Hell, this shit, that good shit.
baby. Because you suck a dick. You set yourself up for that one. I don't give a fuck.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on. We got to.
Yeah, I know her hand up popped up.
You already know. I know. I got to go to the line. Go ahead, Candy.
Hey, man.
Hello. Go ahead. Go ahead, Candy. Candy. Damn it, man. She called right back.
Oh, her phone done dropped. Go suck some dick and get a better phone. Shit. Damn, I mean, that's some bullshit. You don't let come out your mouth. Third shit you don't let come out your mouth.
and that might be that dick. Don't drop that dick out your jaw.
Oh.
How about that, goddammit?
Damn it, man.
Hell no, I was at work. I was like, hell, I can't wait that long goddamn break for this shit here.
Hey, I'm glad that motherfucking man called in.
Damn it, man. Damn it, man. No, this motherfucker show been off the motherfucking chain.
Hey, I hope you wouldn't even at work because you need to be down here right here, partner.
Yeah.
I work for my shit, nigga, because you know what? If I marry a nigga with money, I sign a prenup because guess what? I'm going to make sure I still got my own shit on deck, nigga. I don't need you. It's all, you know what I'm saying? It's all good. Yeah, you should get something. And it don't even compare to the Michael Jordan situation because she was with his ass a long time, a long-ass time.
Well, Juanita got 168 million. She got 168 million. She was with that nigga for 20-something years. This bitch was 750.
Exactly. And she married his ass how long? 4 years?
Shit. Them babies ain't even, them goddamn children ain't in them school yet. And she
wants 750. That's what I'm saying. I'm just like, man, get the fuck on.
Hold on, Candy back. Hello, Candy back on the line. Candy.
Hello. I got to say this real quick because my phone keep dying in and out. But what I'm saying is I ain't got no motherfucking kids for a reason. I ain't never been married for a reason. Cause I'm
not going to marry for a reason.
I'm not going to marry no broke-ass nigga. I'm not going to be with no broke-ass nigga. I'm not going to have no kids. That's what I'm saying. I'm not going to have no kids with no broke-ass nigga. So when I walk away, I'm going to walk away with something. You know what I'm saying? You just got to respect it. You got to respect a bitch that gets on her game. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't mad if you not been with no broke niggas. I'm not mad at that shit.
Right.
I'm not mad at that. But my point is, don't be putting no shit out there like, oh, this head, this is. Do you have
it? It is fine. It is fine. It is fine. You know what I'm saying?
I'm
going to mash on a nigga. I would like to mash on somebody, too. You know what I'm saying? Because I had a nigga that I used to fuck with. No, because I had a nigga just call me the other day, and I told him I wasn't fucking him no more. He said, shit, well, just give me some head. Just give me some head. I said, hell no, nigga. Give me some money. You know what I'm saying?
That's a nigga
want to
sell
me
for the head. Shit.
No, he don't.
He don't.
You know what I'm saying? He don't.
Oh, man. All right, ladies.
All right,
Karen, hold on, don't go nowhere. We got somebody else on the line. I got to get you another caller. Oh, damn it, man, that's why I love this shit. Hey, y'all know what? Hey, look, man.
This is the best shit ever, going. I'm telling you, this is the best show.
Hey, you know what? I'm just going to come in on this shit right quick, man. let me tell y'all something right now on the motherfucking L, man. Because I'm over here sweating motherfucking bullets. You understand me? Hey, keep this shit motherfucking 100. Please keep it 100. Because what you say you don't motherfucking do, you're probably motherfucking doing it. You understand what I'm saying? So just keep that shit motherfucking 100.
All right. So, we back on the line. I see one of my other officers checking in. Major.
Yo, man. Keela got me laughing so hard, I forgot what the hell I wanted to say.
Yo, we've been tripping all night. I don't think he was on the line with my ear and Candy. It's been a great show. It's probably one of my favorite ones. I like when the callers be running the show, man. You know what I'm saying? This shit make it live, man. It can't be all about us. I want my callers to interact. Yo, hey, all my regulars and all my callers, man, I got all the love in the world for y'all. I'm going to tell y'all right now. Y'all got fans. Callers. Y'all got fans, man.
Boy.
I'm telling you, man. People be telling me about the show, and y'all got fans. Y'all got to understand, this shit is like a reality show, nigga. You understand what I'm saying?
Sit down.
Y'all got fans. You know what I'm saying? My ears are quickly becoming a star. This shit like Flavor of Love.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Kuso Vet gonna stay in the motherfucking building, man.
Colonel Key is a star.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Candy is a star.
Candy.
Know what I mean?
You are definitely a star.
You feel me? And everybody be calling. When they be telling me about the show, they be like, oh, the one girl Candy, the one girl Key, the one girl. You know, everybody, they know who y'all are. Y'all my regular listeners. Y'all are a part of this movement. If this shit ever take off, y'all coming with me. And I'm a true nigga. P-Reg know that. All right? That's real.
Boy,
I like when they get out like that. That make the show. That make it. That's why we stand out.
More controversy, baby. Let's get it.
Controversy sells. Even though I hate
reality.
I like two personalities
and two opinions.
Right. So no, go ahead, man. Major, go ahead, man. What you got to say about the whole shit? Now, on the Facebook page, you said something about love or something, right, Dean?
Well, no, I'm just saying, you know, these cats know what they got, man. They look, they find these bras, and then they be like, okay, I can deal with her about 20 years. She look good. I'm going to have some pretty kids. And then when I get through with my ball or whatever, I can go ahead and break up with her and still, you know, go ahead with my life. Like Jordan doing. Jordan sitting there fucking with, you know, 23-year-old white girls. He back off in the game. He ain't tired of his wife no more. They know what they doing, man. It's all business. It's all business.
So you saying, I mean, but, see, I think it's different with Jordan because Jordan was with Juanita when he was at North Carolina, nigga.
Right.
So if Juanita, a motherfucker that was with Jordan before he was Air Jordan, he was just Michael Jordan, he wasn't Air Jordan yet, if that woman can't get but 168, what the fuck they gonna get his mother, what the fuck, the audacity of this bitch. The audacity of you asking $750 million is asinine. And then she
gets like basketball wise. Yeah, ain't one of them been with these dudes when they was in junior high shooting that jump shot. You
right.
know, so, I mean, they should get a cool 5 mil, maybe, you know.
Max, bitch, Max. That's still more than what you had.
Let them dudes take care of their kids, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Let the dudes take care of the kids, and you get 5 million. You ain't got to pay for no bills around this bitch. You know, shoot her a quarter million dollar house, boom, she ain't living in the hood.
And be done with it.
And that shit is over. That's all they deserve, man. I'm gonna fuck with nobody say. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, I hate I missed the first hour, man. God damn, y'all was
I know, man. You already know the replay will be back up. You already know you got, but you got, hey, go back and listen to that first hour, man, because god damn it, what? When Candy and Maya had that interchange, that shit was hot. That shit the business. Candy, I don't know if you're not. Candy asked the Candy
on key about it.
Yeah, Candy. I don't know if you're lying or she's listening, but Candy, yo, listen, Candy, I just gave props because I seen her phone number drop out. I gave props to everybody that's got down, calling into the show and supporting the show. I told everybody that y'all got fan clubs, Candy. You got a fan club, people be hitting me up like, yo, the chick Candy's off the chain. They be like, Keys off the chain. My ear's kind of growing a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Even though she be coming up under as an alias, now that they know who she is, I think they'll be like, yeah, that chick. You feel me? It's a couple of other motherfucking people, you know what I'm saying, that the people who be listening that be hitting me up, you know what I'm saying, be like, yo, that motherfucker there, and they remember their name, you know what I'm saying?
Be nice, got a follower for me.
Yeah, Be Nice got a follower too.
Even though
some people want to mash Be Nice.
Oh, that's political.
A lot of people want to mash
Be Nice. Not sucking no dick.
Right. She did that even in absentia.
Well, Be Nice, every time we say nothing, you're going to get the 40 council. Get it one time for me, bro.
Right.
That
was for P.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I go down.
Hey, so Major, you ain't got nobody want to mash before we get off the line and go to the next caller?
I want to mash these niggas on Campbellton Road for not fixing my car right the first time. Damn it, man.
Damn it! Yeah. I hate a motherfucker. We don't got to worry about that. Cause we got a motherfucker at our camp that's a fire mechanic, so we really don't have to worry about that kind of bullshit. You know what I'm saying? I remember before I met that nigga, you shoot him a six pack
and he'll hook your car.
This my dude. He know his shit. You feel me? We pay him what he works.
Okay.
So it's gonna be right. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying?
Oh, okay, sir. Cool.
Yeah, but he in the camp too. So if you ever really need your shit done right, you make sure you holler at this man. That nigga whiz. He do that shit.
Yes, sir.
For real.
He work on Cadillacs.
Cadillac, man. I don't know what to tell you about them lacks. I got a light, nigga. You know how long I've been trying to find the motherfucker to fix my goddamn power locks on my shit, and my power antenna on my old school. You gotta goddamn get him. You gotta go, boy. They gotta strip that bitch down. That shit,
hey, man, fuck that shit he talking about. I know somebody, man. I got somebody on deck.
Who, for the Cadillac?
Yeah. You know Ed will do it, nigga. The nigga who work on my Benz. He's stupid.
That's a Benz and not a Cadillac.
Nigga, he work on Cadillac. He work on everything.
Damn it, man.
We'll he got a motherfucker out that used to work for Cadillac for like 25 years, nigga. Straight up.
All right. We'll find out.
I'll fuck with him. I give everybody one chance, you know.
Oh, shit. You give him one chance, nigga. You're going to be back. That's going to be your permanent mechanic, nigga. And believe me, ain't nobody price going to beat him.
That's what's up, Dan.
All right, man. Well, hey, Major, I appreciate you calling in. Hey, stay on the line, so if you hear some outrageous shit, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? You can chime in.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I appreciate that, homie. Yeah. So the Major basically saying these niggas be knowing what they doing with that shit. Like, they already know this. You know what I'm saying? But I'm like,
some of that shit is uncontrollable, though.
Yeah. See, I think with the prenup shit, the reason why I think rich people don't get a prenup, and let's get this clear. Some people just fell into money, so they really ain't smart. You know what I'm saying? They didn't
come, mama.
Right. They had money their whole life, so they don't even understand. I mean, but then again, if you had to work for that shit, you know what I'm saying?
Sometimes, oh, nigga, you know.
You appreciate that shit most, so you're going to be extra cautious with that shit. Like, man, fuck letting the motherfucker get this shit. You know what I'm saying? But then again, if you come from family money, one thing about family money.
That shit's wrong.
Boy, no, what? One thing about family money, like, for instance, if I'm rich, and I don't provide a way for my son to get rich.
You gonna provide a way for his son to get rich?
No. Listen, if Chainless and K100 and everything is wild successful and I become a millionaire of all my endeavors, I'm gonna make sure my son's straight. You feel me? He gonna be involved in the company. He ain't gonna work for no motherfucking body else, nigga. He gonna work for his daddy doing something.
If
he get rich off that shit, that nigga ain't gonna have my blessings to marry nobody unless I see that prenup. Nigga, I ain't coming to the motherfucking wedding, nigga. What? I murked my own son over that shit. Fuck that.
Goddamn, gay. G-Dog.
Nigga, my daughter or my kids cannot get, if I'm wealthy, and in turn, they wealthy because they daddy wealthy, I wish the fuck they would come to me talking about how much they love a motherfucker. They don't need no prenup. Murk my own children, nigga. That's how serious this shit is. This shit is a motherfucking business decision. This shit is money. This shit is financial. You understand what I'm saying? This shit ain't got a goddamn thing to do with love. This motherfucking money came from this motherfucking family. I'd be damned if a bitch take it. Outside this bloodline. Fucking crazy. Ask Anna Nicole, nigga. They having a tough time. The family trying to get that motherfucking money back. They crazy ass motherfucking daddy done goddamn married that stupid silly white bitch and she getting all this goddamn money. And nigga, ask James Brown. I'll be damned.
Be damned.
If a dime, a Chainless go to another bloodline, bitch, get it how you live. Fuck you talking about?
And I'm on and the
floor. My kids, I ain't paying for the wedding. I ain't coming to the wedding. None of that shit. Unless I see that motherfucking prenup. Believe that. If they got money from my money, now they got down, my son grow up and he be the best NFL player in the world and he get his own money. Best believe, I'm going to tell him, I'm going to beg and plead for that nigga not to do it. But if he do it, that's on him.
On him.
But if it's family money, nigga, involved, your money came from this money, from daddy money, ain't nothing. I don't bless the marriage. I don't want to talk to you, nigga. We finna fall out about this right here. You disagree? Fuck you. My motherfucking money, my children, eat a dick. You understand what I'm saying? Fuck you talking about, nigga. Family money. This shit is business. You dig?
Stay in your lane, people. That's all we saying.
This shit is business, man. Stop acting like this prenup shit is about love. You know what I'm saying?
Stay in your lane, people.
But I ain't gonna lie, man. I mean, shit. That nigga Tiger, at the end of the day, I gotta agree with Kenny. That nigga did that shit to himself, man.
He did.
He the stupidest motherfucker ever, man.
He did.
But it's like, nigga, your daddy, I know your daddy. I wonder if can somebody research this? Because I can't do it right now. Can somebody research if Tiger daddy was dead before he got married? Was he dead before?
No.
He got married before, right?
Yeah,
no, well, he got married when his dad was alive.
Yeah.
You sure?
I think he did.
I wonder if his daddy talked to him about that shit. Because his daddy is the reason why he rich. His daddy was the one who had them, you know, went to them exclusive-ass golf, paid for all his golf lessons, had him on the night. His daddy is directly responsible for his son's wealth. I wonder if he actually told his son, I wonder if he had the blessings of him to marry a woman without a prenup. That's a good fucking question. I'd like to know that. Because I wouldn't fucking do it. I wouldn't do it, man. I don't know. 347-934-0966.
Hey, everybody who call up here saying that they going to let their child do this and their child do that, they a fucking lie.
Man, I'm telling you.
They know they lying.
Motherfucking now, nigga.
They know they motherfucking.
I'm telling my nigga. I tell anybody, nigga. I wish my baby mamas was on the phone. Both of them.
You feel what I'm saying?
They already know. They already know on bullshit about the money. I don't be fucking play. But the whole point is, you know what I'm saying? The whole point is, nigga. If that's bloodline money, you know what I'm saying? Oh, nigga, they gonna get that motherfucking goddamn prenup, nigga. Oh, goddamn, I might cut you out the wheel.
Oh, shit, they gonna be cut off.
I might cut you out the motherfucking
nigga,
wheel.
White folks do that shit every day.
Nigga, I ain't bullshitting.
They do that shit every day. Oh, you doing this?
I ain't playing. Get the fucking prenup, nigga. I might cut you out this fucking wheel. That's how serious this shit is. This shit money.
You might not get cut all the way out, but you ain't gonna get what you really got there supposed to get.
I ain't bullshitting about that. I'm dead ass fucking for real about that.
Give you a little something to tell you.
Anybody got anything to say about that? What I said? You don't like it? Fuck that shit.
Hey, boy, mine, I already motherfucking know what
this family money,
is.
Nigga. I work hard for this shit.
Believe that.
And a bitch on the planet ever wrote a rap for me. Fuck that.
And not for me.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody ever did a beat for me. Nobody never paid for no studio time. I'm paying for this goddamn show myself. You understand what I'm saying? My successes came through me. If you ain't married to me right now, bitch, you don't deserve a fucking dime. I give you what I want to give you. Now, I'm a real nigga, and everybody that know me know I'm a straight-up nigga. I ain't going to leave a motherfucker fucked up, but I give you what the fuck I want you to have. You understand? Better catch me before I make it. And my kids, nigga, them my kids. Fuck you talking about. Wish they would. I ain't coming to the wedding, and I ain't paying for shit. Candy keep hitting the number one. What, Candy? What's up, Candy? You on the green?
Yeah, what's up?
You agree with what
I said? I agree with what you just said. I agree. But I just want to clarify something.
Go ahead.
About what me and O'Grill was just talking about.
What's that?
I'm saying this. If I'm with a nigga that makes $50,000 a year and I'm married to this motherfucker, yes, my head is worth $25,000. It's worth half of what the fuck he got. If I'm with a nigga that got $100 in his pocket, my head is worth $50 then. Goddamn, it's half of whatever that nigga got. It's worth it if I'm with that motherfucker. I'm not saying I'm going to be with a millionaire or a billionaire, but if I'm with a nigga that makes $60,000, nigga, let me get $30,000. It's worth half.
If you married to him, huh?
Married or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
it's worth something.
Hey, we ain't saying it wasn't worth nothing, but nigga, you said half.
Shit.
You said half. Even if you ain't married, you was worth half? For real? Where they do those? For real? You really sit here, nigga? You my dog, nigga. Fuck
come on
that.
Now. We don't have to be married. You feel what I'm saying? But I'm just saying.
Hey, we are.
We don't write no prenup. We not even going to think about a prenup if we're just going together, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
No. First of all, let's get one thing clear. Prenups are meant for rich motherfuckers, okay? If you,
right.
Nigga, listen, nigga. Niggas, pay attention, nigga. Hey, black man. Hey, man. Don't get yourself fucked up listening to 100. Nigga, if your ass motherfucking working a 9-to-5, don't run up on the motherfucking female talking about a prenup, nigga.
Right.
That hoe can kill you for me. Nigga, you ain't on the level that you need no prenup. This whole conversation and the post that I put on Facebook is predicated by the fact that this man is wealthy. Wealthy meaning you are worth at least $5 million or more. At least that. Matter of fact, we're going to say $1 million or more. You know what I mean?
A million.
A million is a lot of money. $1 million is a lot of money. Let's say you got it. Before we start talking, everybody we're talking about, we're assuming all parties, the party that we talk about with the prenup is a millionaire and the other one is not. Okay? Let's just say that across the board so we can kind of get an even keel about what we're talking about here.
We're saying
one is a millionaire, the other is not, okay? You can't be just two regular motherfuckers talking about a prenup. What the fuck?
Yeah!
Bash your ass, nigga. Fuck you mean, nigga. I can't right now ask a female to goddamn fuck, nigga. Who the fuck am I? What the fuck I got? You know what I'm saying? Fuck that.
Nigga, hey, real nigga, man.
I'm rich, nigga.
I'm
going to
tell you like that, man.
I ain't asking nobody besides. That's ludicrous. Hey. I'm talking about Candy if this nigga rich.
Man,
you understand what I'm saying?
Hey, man, real nigga start to fuck over.
If the nigga is rich, I'm walking away with something. And everybody can't be mad at this woman for, you know what I'm saying, getting in where she's fitting in. I just don't understand that.
No, listen,
I'm baffled by that.
No. I never said that I'm really mad at her. If she wins, I ain't going to be mad because, I mean, frankly, Tiger at the end of the day set himself up. But I do think it's utterly fucking ridiculous for $750 million to be given to any fucking body. K-Fed, if this was, I don't know, you weren't even on the line when I mashed K-Fed, fucking punk ass. He did some real ho shit. He did some bitch shit. I mashed this motherfucker one more time. Let me mash K-Fed.
Yeah!
For being a sorry motherfucker that fucked the rich motherfucker and now he want a whole bunch of money for it. I'm mashing K-Fed. That's right. I'm not discriminating.
K-Fed too. He got him a stupid bitch and hey, he ran with it. You feel me? He did some straight pimp shit.
I'm not arguing with that part of your theorem. I'm not saying that the gangster pimp shit aspect of what they did and how they came up is wrong. I'm not mad at Anna Nicole. I'm not mad at none of them bitches for doing the shit on that level. What I'm saying is I'm mad at the motherfucking system that allowed a bitch to even be able to sue you and to even be able to get that kind of money. I'm mad at that. The whole process, nigga, it should be a cap, nigga. I ain't mad at Puffy old lady. I ain't mad at her, but I think that shit fucking ridiculous. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not mad, I just think it's motherfucking ridiculous, nigga. You feel what I'm saying? That they get that kind of motherfucking money. That shit is asinine. But I ain't mad about, I'm not really just hating on them like that. I think that shit is fucking ludicrous regardless, though. You know what I'm saying?
Damn right.
But like Candy said, that's some pimp shit. That's some G shit. You motherfucking right. Ain't no, nigga, that's just like if you goddamn go out and some shit happen in your job and you see your job and you become rich off that shit or you get into a motherfucking accident and you tell the insurance company ass up for a fat check. I ain't mad at that. You know what I'm saying?
Damn right.
I ain't mad at the bitch because she getting the motherfucking money, nigga. I still don't feel like that bitch deserve it, though. I wouldn't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't mad at that hoe. Get it how you live. Who need to be mad at who is Tiger?
Because he did it to himself.
Stupid ass.
Yeah!
Smash that fucking ignorant, dumb. I can't, that nigga there, boy. That nigga there just, that's
hey,
the dumbest nigga there.
See, you know what? These niggas.
That shit stupid.
And these motherfucking females that be out here doing that bullshit, knowing that if you motherfucking got a house and you got motherfucking money, and you, even if you ain't motherfucking married, and you out here sleeping with motherfucking goddamn Bonquisha, nigga, you know that bitch ain't got shit.
Right.
And your motherfucking wife tell a hole in your ass, now you gotta go back to a motherfucking studio apartment or something, nigga. That's your motherfucking
We problem. Mashing you, nigga. We mashing you, niggas. We mashing you, nigga.
So, you know what I'm saying?
If you a rich ass motherfucking nigga and you out here fucking with a hood rat,
yeah.
While we at it, let's mash, what's the nigga name from New York, the running back? Tiki Barber.
Oh.
Mash. Yeah. Mash Tiki Barber.
Mash.
This nigga, that's exactly the nigga you talking about right there. Mash Tiki Barber. The fuck is wrong with that nigga? You know what I'm saying? It's all on, man. What the fuck, man?
Sometimes these stupid ass niggas be thinking they untouchable. But I'm just saying it like this.
Okay, let's get this clear. Do you think that they think they untouchable or they just motherfucking pussy whooped? I think that's head in the cloud pussy whoop, man. I think that would it be. Listen, man, this man is worth billions. He done had financial Tiger and anybody else. They done had meetings with financial planners, all kind. They got stock portfolios. Pussy whoop.
Hey, you know what? It's a thrill of it. You know, it's a thrill of it.
A thrill of what?
It's a thrill of it. Check this out. Listen to what I'm saying. This is how some people think. They gonna keep fucking till they get caught. Then when they get caught, they stop fucking the motherfucker.
I'm talking about marrying a bitch with no prenup, man. Fuck the cheating. I'm a billionaire. I'm gonna trick off. What the fuck? Are we playing this game? I need to marry a bitch to understand that. I might trick off every now and again.
But you know what? They might.
I ain't gonna get no bitch straight. They ain't gonna bring nothing home. But
look,
bitch,
I might
get my dick sucked backstage. I might.
You lie like a motherfucker.
You will. I'm Blizzard.
I'm P Red.
You're on a war tour. We in Germany. I might get my dick sucked backstage every now and again. Future wifey.
Unless you gonna come motherfucking slug it up.
man.
Yeah.
So, I mean, let's just be real about this shit. This nigga's a billionaire. So, you already know, nigga, you like pussy. You already know you're going to mash some more bitches. Why not protect your finances, nigga? This shit is not about love. It's not about trust. It's about your stock portfolio. Your monetary worth, nigga. This is what we're talking about, people. All right?
Hey, man, these motherfucking niggas is crazy as a motherfucker.
God damn.
If, nigga, if I was a motherfucking millionaire and the person I'm going to be with, man, I know she going to sign a priest. And, nigga, hey, I ain't even got an alpha. Soon as she say, as soon as I be like, you want to marry me, or she ask me, she going to already be like, goddamn, where that prenup at? Because she already know what type of nigga I am.
Right.
And then and the prenup they going to have at the bottom, how much you get anyway.
Right.
So you know what I'm saying?
We got a couple more callers.
Shit.
We got one of the officers on the line.
I'm going to take care of mine.
Shay.
What's up?
What's happening, baby? You been listening to us? What time
I've been listening.
What time for the officer? All right, Shay. Shay, you also have a little mini fan club. I'm telling y'all, man.
Oh, my goodness.
People be at, you know, I got people at my job, and they be listening to the show. They love the show. Like I said, a lot of y'all got fan clubs. They like, nigga, you, y'all be tripping, nigga, but some of them girls be, yeah, I got to get more goddamn male steady callers to goddamn have a fan club. Although they do kind of like General Zai, major call in every now and again, but the females got fan clubs, man.
Nigga, if you don't like how you sound on the motherfucking radio, fuck it, call in anyway.
Go ahead, Shay.
Don't be ready. Tell him.
Go ahead, Shay.
Oh, I was just calling. I want to comment on your on the topic today. I do got a little bit of something to mash too, but I want to call in on your topic.
Okay,
yeah,
go ahead.
Tiger was straight stupid. He should have had a prenup. I mean, you know, that's his insurance policy right there, because you don't ever know what's gonna happen. You know, they get married and everything. Everything's supposed to be all good, but he knew he couldn't keep his dick in his pants when he got married, so he know he should have got that prenup.
Exactly. And I mean an ironclad pickup. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
he should have went ahead and had laid out exactly how much she was gonna get when he fucked up. Not if, but when he fucked up. So that way there was no question about it. Exactly.
Right. One thing about it though, and it's a sidebar, a side note conversation. But for real, ladies, for real, anybody who's with a rich motherfucker, for real, famous, D Wade wife, all of y'all. Y'all really thought this superstar motherfucker wasn't going to get nothing on the side?
But you know what?
Real? You believe that?
No. I mean, that goes with the business. I mean, you know he's going to be doing a little something, but he went a little bit excessive with it.
Yeah, he got, now,
come
Tiger,
on now.
Tiger,
he got a little
Tiger,
bit excessive.
Tiger mashed a lot of bitches, but he's Tiger Woods.
This was a little bit more than just a little backstage head. He went excessive with it.
Oh, no. See, I'm going to tell you what's wrong with him. First of all, this nigga was actually mashing continuously to the point where he got this bitch number in his phone?
Exactly.
Nigga? Fuck is wrong with you, bitch? That bitch can't really, bitch, really, bitch, backstage head groupies can't even get my phone number.
You get my, you get my man.
Yeah, you can get
my man.
You can get P-Rez's number and you want to talk to me? You call P-Rez. You know what I'm saying? Bitch, you can't get my phone number.
I'll let him. He'll get in touch with me.
I'm the star, bitch. You can't have my phone number and I'm married.
Hey.
What's wrong with you?
Everybody know Big and Dre don't rock the same bus. You want all that Dre? You got to call me.
God damn. Get that shit to my partner them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got my partner the number.
Yeah,
and I know, bitch. They're going to try and get you to suck their dick first. I know, bitch. But that's what you do. You backstage. See yourself. All right.
That group,
stupid.
I'm just saying. This shit you gotta think about. You know, you fucking with, you know, we on some rap shit. Y'all know that. We might make it. Don't get it twisted.
You miss me with that rap shit.
We on some rap.
Don't get stupid with what you do though. I mean, Tiger got stupid with it.
Yeah,
oh,
Tiger got out of control.
Stupid with it. I mean,
Tiger got out of control. Tiger really did that. I don't know.
He just thought
so okay. Do you think no matter what, do you think anybody deserves $250 million?
Nope, I sure don't.
That's been a point of contention. That was a point of contention. If you missed it, I know you missed the first half of the show, but
I was listening to it online.
Yeah, because when I think a lot of people think that I'm saying that the bra don't deserve nothing. And that's the furthest thing from the truth. You feel what I'm saying?
Now the bitch deserves something.
She deserves something. That 80 million, let's just round that shit up to 100. Fuck saying 80. Let's just say 100. $100 million
that you would have never got.
That you would have never seen.
in your lifetime had you not been dusting his windows or his green coat in the car.
You would never sucked his dick. You would never got that money.
Oh, she probably. Hey, you know what? Tiger probably started fucking up with.
Fuck.
She don't.
I mean, come on.
She's gonna get that. She is not gonna get that.
Nah, 700.
She can ask for whatever she wants. She is not gonna get it.
That's all she doing. That's like one of the motherfuckers who goddamn sued the insurance company who asked for $500 million but only get $2 million.
That's just her label to say how hurt she is about it and humiliated, but she's not gonna get it. You know,
humiliated.
I feel bad for what she had to go through.
Humiliated.
But she ain't gonna get it.
Humiliated. You married the Tiger Woods. Humiliated. You married the Tiger. Fuck a couple other bitches. You humiliated.
But you know what's so funny? A lot of motherfuckers who got nannies be fucking the shit out of their nannies in the motherfucking way. Shit, you know what I'm saying?
It's Tiger Woods. He's Tiger Woods.
He might have been with the gardener. Who knows?
You know what I'm saying?
He is Tiger fucking Woods.
That's the closest pussy to you when you come home.
We should be
around.
Shocked that he took this long to get caught. Not that he got caught, frankly. I don't know what to tell you about that.
Well, you know, he did.
Welcome to Hollywood.
Come on now, y'all. Give him some credit.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
He did go to rehab.
What the fuck is sex rehab?
You know that was a joke.
What the fuck is that, Tiger? I've been wanting to mash his
nigga. Get some help.
Listen, Shay. I've been wanting to verbally just mash this nigga. I used to be watching SportsCenter and CNN when the shit was first happening and just be screaming at the motherfucking screen at this fuck nigga. You know what I'm saying? That's how much I really just want to. And now I got a platform. I'm sorry. Let me vent. Let me have that. I'm sorry, callers and listeners. But I must mash this fuck nigga. Okay?
Excuse me for cussing.
This nigga is the dumbest nigga. Man, I only know this. That shit just, I was like, man, the whole shit was surreal. You understand what I'm saying? But you know what? One thing I used to really get mad about with Tiger, and I'm going to move on. I used to really get mad when all these goddamn black women come to this nigga defense. Like, oh, they just messing with the black man. All these black people.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, that's like goddamn root for OJ because he's black. Fuck that. Them niggas ain't black. They just got dark skin. They crackers and goddamn dark skin. Nothing black about these motherfuckers, okay? Let's get that shit clear.
Got that spray on tan.
Fuck is wrong with y'all? Got no sympathy for this nigga. This nigga's an idiot.
Black, he would have had that prenup.
Idiot.
I know that.
And white people, this time when I say the word nigger, I mean nigger, ignorant motherfucker. So you can, you know, you might be like, well, he just said he's not black, but he's a nigger. See your fucking self for not knowing the difference, bitch. K100. Fuck you talking about?
Hey, man, that nigga need a hug over here. This nigga turned another color right now. Damn it,
man.
Another skinny shit.
I got no time for ignorant shit. All right, Shay.
This nigga need a hug.
Shay, I got to go to a song, Shay. Who you wanting to mash?
But let me mash on these niggas and try to holler at you from across the parking lot. Literally holler at you. I'm going to go pay a bill. This dude's so damn lazy, he can't get up to walk across the parking lot to say hello. He gonna holler at me from across the lot. Yo, shorty, you got a name? Like, I'm gonna respond to somebody literally hollering at me from across the damn parking lot. Like, where they do that at? For real?
I'm gonna mask that stupid ass nigga too.
Yeah!
I'm gonna need for him to step his game up and drive the car around and try and cut you off with the shopping
Hello,
cart.
Thank you. Be quick about it. Something.
Hey, man.
I feel you, baby. I feel you. I'm masking one more time.
Yeah!
Young niggas.
Nah, he needs that hood.
Young niggas.
He needs that hood.
Oh, he's so hood. Oh, no. That's that hood shit.
Yeah.
Was you in the hood when this happened? Was you on Glenwood? Was you on Martin Luther?
You know what? I was close.
Okay. Well, okay.
So he was out his parameter.
Oh, okay.
You was out.
Wait a minute. You was out of zone, really, because you over here. You over here expecting some cold mashes. You over here. I might need to kill you.
You know what, no. Don't kill me, because wherever I am, I'm going to command my respect. You're going to have to come correct.
You're right.
You was out of bounds.
Correct.
You're right.
I need you to stay in bounds.
I'm gonna need you to come 2 more feet to holler at me. How about that?
Well, look, guess what? I ain't gonna holler at you right now. When I see you, I'm gonna walk up to you. I'm approaching now.
Right. You gotta, you know.
Thank you.
Alright. Well, okay, Shay. So, I got a couple more calls on the line. Everybody, if you're just joining me, thanks again. I see a couple new numbers. I don't know them.
The number here is 347-934-0966.
Yeah.
Appreciate the love. If you want to holler at me, you know, you got to hit the number one on your keypad, you dig?
Number one.
Hit the number one on your keypad. And if you want to say something, if you want to just shout me out, if you got somebody you want to mash, it's Mashing Motherfucking
Mondays.
We just mash niggas who got them hollering at bitches from way across the parking lot, nigga.
That ain't got nothing.
Shout it! Hey, shout it! Yeah! Fuck is wrong with you, nigga? The chick is not finna get at, the chick is not finna be with that. Unless her name's Shaquiqua and she got goals in her mouth with red weave and her boyfriend tattooed on her neck. Okay?
And his name on her nails.
Bitch! Kill yourself. Alright!
Fuck wrong with you?
I'm going into a song. We're going to play some Chinese. We're going to play Vision. We're going to play one Vision song. We'll play So Sorry. This is the artist Vision. This is the homegirl Vision. She was on the line listening, but she was at work, so she couldn't really call in. You feel what I'm saying?
What up, right. Sis? What's happening, baby?
What's happening, Vision? We're going to spin one of these records by Vision. 850, as soon as I come back off the song, I'm coming to you. I see your hand raised. And I'll spin this song, and then we'll be right back.
Yeah.
This is Vision, So Sorry, featuring me. Produced by me. Yeah, Chainless. That's right. One time for Little Sister Viz, Chainless Entertainment. She's sorry for breaking up. That's what happens sometimes when you leave a trio, nigga, and you go out here and you start messing with these lame-ass niggas. You may have a little bit of regret. You may have a little bit of regret.
Ain't no little bit. You have a fucking lot.
But that's one time. Also, that's also true for niggas who got them leave a real female, then they end up with a hood rat, bitch. They be sick to their stomach, nigga. They be sick.
Yeah.
Ugh. Nasty. That's the worst than losing a real woman and then having to settle for less. That's
Hey, but if you're a real nigga, you stand up.
That's up.
Hey, man, you always go up, man. Don't go down. Anybody that motherfucker know me, any woman I ever done been with, I already know, nigga. If I don't fuck with you no more, the next woman, you already tell me. Oh, yeah, that's you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I go up. I don't go down.
Yeah, you got to go up in life, man. Can't go backwards. How's that? 850, is that my ear?
For sure it is. You already know that.
Russ Abner, what you got to say? I see you hitting number one.
Yeah, I did. You know what I'm saying? I know it's mad some motherfucker Monday. You understand what I'm saying? But you know what? I just called back to give somebody their props.
Who's that?
You know what I'm saying? The goddamn Connor. If that ain't the realest bitch on earth, I think y'all need to give that motherfucker a round of applause for real.
Who you said?
When she told the Keela.
Oh, okay.
When she told me and told Candy what she could do for them 750, I was in the back. I was screaming, but y'all couldn't hear me because I hadn't pressed that one. You know what I'm saying? So that's the realest motherfucker on earth, nigga. Know what I'm saying? I'm saying she's like standing toe to toe with me. I like her a lot. I just want to give you your props, Keela. You know what I'm saying? If you still listen to you, my nigga, I don't even know you, but you my dog. I like that.
See that? Colonel King. She on the line, but she probably at work. A lot of times, I think a lot of my calls be listening. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? She always go back and listen to the replay, so she'll hear that. Oh, she hit the number one. Hold on. Let me patch her in. Go ahead, Keith.
Hard. I mean, that's what's up. That shit is real talk, though. You know what I'm saying? Don't be putting yourself out there like that. This shit
is
real talk.
I love that shit about her, though. You know what I'm saying? I love that shit about you, for real. That's why we on here to keep it 100. You know what I'm saying? That was some shit I really wanted to say. You feel what I'm saying? But I was trying to be a little bit concerned with the dog.
Oh, shit.
You feel what I'm saying? God damn. But I just love
you. Bitch! Of course. All right. Listen, ladies. You already know. I'm going to, and you know, this is fair. I got to be fair. So I got to pass Candy in. I'm going to need for y'all to go ahead and say what y'all got to say, but y'all can't talk over each other because everybody can't hear shit. All right? All right, Candy, you live, baby.
Hello?
Candy. Go ahead,
yeah,
Candy. You
up
on there? I got Maya and Keela on the line and you. Y'all please don't try over talk each other, but state y'all. Go ahead. Go ahead. Do y'all thing.
I'm just saying, though. I'm just on here because it's keep it 100. I'm just on here keeping it 100. Y'all don't know me. I don't know y'all. Y'all don't know what's going on in my life. I don't know what's going on in y'all life. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm on here just saying what I do. You feel what I'm saying? Saying it from my perspective. Look,
okay.
I ain't mad because you're saying what your head worth. I ain't mad at those people. But my thing is, keep it real. If you ain't fucking no nigga that got $750,000, I don't give a damn if you feel like that shit worth $1 billion. If you ain't getting it, what the hell? Why would you even put that out there like that? That ain't even fuck that. No. No.
Okay. All right. So.
My ear says wow. My ear says wow.
Okay.
Right.
Say what the right.
Fuck I want.
Okay. All right.
Oh, somebody got wrapped fast right quick. They got sense. All
right. Let me hang up. All right. I'm hanging up with all those callers. I guess they just felt like, you know what I'm saying? When Candy said her head is worth $750 million, both of them had a problem with it.
That bitch should have jumped out backwards, nigga. Straight the fuck up. Give a fuck who she is. $750 million, nigga? Your head? Man, come on. You probably don't gave a nigga something nigga dick for free. You talking about $750 million? Fuck the nigga for free. Know what I'm saying? Fucking high and catch. Let's go, man.
Next caller. 414, we on the air. 421. Yo.
What's up, man?
What's going on with you?
This is Jody Green, boy.
What's going on, man? What's popping with you? What's happening, man?
No.
What's up, my dude calling, checking in for the first time, homie? What's happening?
Yeah, you know, I'm an avid listener.
Right.
My first time calling in, and I want to just make this point.
Okay.
And I'm going to use the Tiger platform to get it across to everybody.
Okay.
First of all, I'm going to blast everybody, men and women, everybody, because, first of all, women marry men mostly out of support. If you make $750 million, that nigga look damn good. That's
right.
Just like Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You look damn good. All right? If this nigga made $1,000 a month, he ugly. I don't give a fuck what he look like.
Right.
Okay? And then men, we turn around, and we marry the broad because she look good. and we want
right.
that.
Right, right,
so,
exactly.
So I'm just saying, we just got it all fucked up. It's all screwed up.
Right,
that's
right.
why the shit don't never work.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So since we know it don't never work, Green, we might as well, since we already know how niggas is fucked up and females is fucked up, why would you not get a prenup? Because you know chances are niggas and women fit mental is fucked up anyway. So you already know that it's, even though we know that the odds are it will be fucked up more than the odds are everything will be gravy nowadays. So why not? Why would you not protect yourself if you're a rich motherfucker?
Exactly.
That
we
doesn't
all
make
stupid.
Any sense. Right,
we
right. Because we are.
So
I mean, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, we, you know, like you say, keep it real. This month, come on, y'all. Men and female, keep it real. Women, hey, if this nigga got a good job, bam, I'm finna get with him. You know what I'm saying? Just like the dude, see, she look good, I'm finna get with her. That's my dime. That's my lady. So when
right.
I show up to the police and my boys look, that's your wife? Yeah, that's my wife. But she can't even cook. Can't clean, can't do nothing. But she look good. Same thing.
Exactly.
So marriage now is all fucked up. We got it all fucked up.
Right.
That love shit don't even exist. I love this nigga because he makes $750 million. I love the hell out of his ass. You know what I'm saying? That's what she said.
Basically. You understand what I'm saying?
She's going to make herself love him.
Right.
So
we living in it, and look man, homie Green, hey, look, man, my man ain't even lying about that shit. So the whole point is, listen, man, this ain't like 1940 when motherfuckers stayed down and stayed married no matter what. You understand what I'm saying, nigga? It's 2010. Divorces come a dime a dozen. Hell, you can get married in a drive-thru in motherfucking Vegas. Come on, man. For real? You gonna really risk your financial future? Are you,
awesome.
I mean... over some pussy or some dick or whatever the fuck, whichever the scenario it is, whatever you like, whatever floats your boat. Come on, man.
So everybody need to stop kidding themselves. Fuck this marriage shit. Don't do it. Don't do it.
I think it said just don't do it, huh?
Don't do it. Be real. All y'all listeners, everybody on this motherfucker's phone, be real. So don't do it. And for all the married motherfuckers that's listening, I bet you they saying 100.
They probably saying the same thing, right?
Yeah.
All right.
So I'm gone. I'm out.
All right.
And I'm going to be calling back in, so I'm going to get me some fans.
All right. Yeah. You got to be a fan, Vista. But you got to be a fan. I got some fans on here tonight. They've been my popular calls been going at it tonight, boy. We let them have it tonight. Yeah, we let them have that at night. We're going to do that. We're going to try to do that more often, too. I want the callers to goddamn, you know, help me out. All right, Green. Except all y'all with fans, don't try and get no money for this shit.
Hey, I'm cooler than a polar bear right now, man. You know what I'm talking about? I'm just sitting back. You know what I'm saying? Soaking this motherfucking shit up, man. You know what I'm saying? Believe that.
This shit is what's up, man.
Hey, yeah, because you know what I'm saying? I still, and I firmly believe, and I stand on it, man, on everything. This motherfucker ain't finna get no $750 motherfucking million dollars. And if you feel like everything you do is worth $750 million, you need to motherfucking go kill your mother.
The point is,
First off, what's your chances on getting $750 million
just,
in your lifetime?
Let's just keep it realistic. Just say she wanted. I don't even know what it. That number is so asinine. That number is so just. I can't even really just talk about that number. Every time I say that number, it's like I don't even want to like say what I want to say because it's just so asinine that it makes kind of like it's kind of throw off my whole point because it's just unbelievable almost. You feel what I'm saying?
Hey.
It's like trying to make fact out of a fairy tale. I can't even.
You know what I'm saying?
Make my point about that shit. That shit just like, nigga, but for real? 750? You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's almost like, I hope that shit is like tabloid gossip. I hope they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. I hope that whole story come back and just be like, nah, for real. She really didn't ask for that. 80
million.
80 million. 100 million. 200 million. Okay, he's Tiger. He's Tiger. He's 100 bitches. 200 million. It's going to cost you, Tiger. All that pussy gonna cost you, homie. You know what I'm saying?
Shit, if that the case, you should have just got straight fucking divorce, like, I want to divorce your ass.
Right.
Give her you the fucking $80 million.
Right.
And just go on a fucking spree, nigga.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Straight the
fuck
up.
Why do it the hard way, nigga? Why even give her the opening like this, nigga?
I mean, because she can't fight it.
Yeah.
I mean, you want a motherfucking divorce, Tiger. You got enough money to pay for that shit yourself, to bounce on that bitch, and give her the 80 million.
I'm just disgusted with Tiger. Just be nice. Be nice. Oh, I thought she was listening. I thought that's who that was. Hold on.
Hello?
Oh, what time to be nice? Go ahead, baby. We ain't heard from you tonight. I'm winding the show down. I ain't heard from you tonight. What you got to say about it tonight?
What I have to say about it is, why is society stuck on your finances? Like, if you care about somebody, you really love that person, prenup and no prenup. I don't believe in that.
Yeah, I knew it was for you. I knew it. I fucking knew it. I fucking knew it. I seen your fucking number. You're gonna fucking let me kill you. I fucking knew it, man. I knew it. I know
you knew that. You knew that's what I was gonna say. But I'm saying, like, okay. I can't even explain it. It's just like
I know you can.
But look, if I love a man, if I love him and I'm in love with him and he asked me to sign a prenup, and I probably would, you know what I'm saying? I probably would do it, but I would feel kind of messed up that he would be asking for one. It would make me feel some kind of way. But, I mean, you know, it is what it is.
Hey,
Hold on. Be nice. Why would you feel some kind of way about that man? Hold on, because let me tell you, now, I don't know if you was here when I said earlier. Why would you feel some kind of way about that rich man asking you to sign this protecting his money? Because if you really love that man, be nice. If you love that man and not his money, that shouldn't be an issue.
No, it's not an issue. It's not. That's what I said. So if I really love him and that's what he wanted, then I would get one.
Well, why would you feel some kind of way?
I'm not
going to
say that I'm all for a prenup, though. I'm not all for that. It's like, I mean, yeah, he knew you was broke, and you knew he had money, so, I mean, you know what it is.
But we don't know what it is. What it's supposed to be that just because a motherfucker knew you was broke and he had some money, that he going to marry you and just be like, I'm going to give you half of my money? Fuck no. That's not happening.
That's not happening, man.
That's not motherfucking happening.
That's selfish of you. I think if you're the person who's expecting that goddamn prenup, I mean, if you're the one without the money, and expecting that rich person to sign that, you being selfish, and you also being a little bit suspect. You understand? That's suspect to me. Because I'm like, why are you overly concerned about my fucking money? Why are you worried about how much you're going to get if it go down? Oh, no, no. Oh, it ain't about that. It's about trust. No, the fuck it ain't. Because if it's about the motherfucking money, then you just sign this paperwork, and we good, because you love me for me. This is a business over here. You understand what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. I understand all of that. I'm just saying I think it's just kind of overrated. That's all.
You want the fucking money too.
I knew B Nice was gonna say that when I seen her number. I was like, I know she's gonna be on some lovey dove shit. I knew it.
Hey, but I don't give a fuck.
I'm a sucker for, like, I live in fairy tale world. No, I believe in, you know, I want the perfect happy life, even though I know it's not possible. You're gonna have your ups and downs. But you know,
I mean, ain't nothing wrong with wanting that, and ain't nothing wrong with dreaming to have that, and ain't nothing wrong with trying that. You feel me? This is what I'm trying to get you to understand, and every woman that think like you, because I know there's some of them out here listening, and they just act like we had some trill-ass motherfucking females on the show, so they probably done pumped them hoes out. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? The trill women that's been on our show tonight, they probably pumped them out. They don't want to hit number one. They don't want to holler at me, because I got a lot of numbers, and nobody saying shit. But what I'm saying is, listen, be nice. Ain't nothing wrong with you wanting that. Ain't nothing wrong with you striving for that. But what I'm saying is, this business contract, this is like if your man was about to, and he owned a couple of stores. This is nothing more than a contract with a new store owner that he's finna buy to make sure that a person can pay his bill. And y'all can't be looking into a prenup as a gauge of how much this man loves and trusts you. This is this man's livelihood. His money. This is how he. This is his shit. Stop looking into the shit all with cross-sided and shit, as though the man asking you to sign his prenup is a gauge on how much he love you. You love him. He trusts you. You trust him. Cut that shit out.
That shit has nothing to do with it. This shit is a business decision. You wouldn't take this man wouldn't go over here and sign a new contract with this person over here without doing a background check on them and making sure he's insured. You feel what I'm saying? I mean, you wouldn't do that. Hello?
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? So that's all it is. Don't take it personal. All right, ladies? All right, be nice.
Yeah, I'm not taking it personal. I was just saying, you know, I just feel like it's overrated. There's nothing wrong with it. And like you said, I mean, if the love is there, then I have no problem with signing it. It's just, you know, it's just the whole concept of it. It's just some people just make it out of a big deal, and I don't feel like it's that serious.
You don't think $1 billion is serious, baby? That man is worth
a billion dollars. I just don't think that it's serious to be like, to just go overboard with it. You either going to sign the paper or you're not going to sign the paper.
Just sign the paper.
That's just how it is.
Just sign the paper then so we can be done with it. Just sign the paper.
Exactly. I mean, if you love that person, you're going to sign it, period, point blank, period. So it doesn't matter. I just don't think it's a big deal. People, like, really kind of just getting overwhelmed with it, and I just don't think that it's that serious. That's all. All
right, be nice. All right. I knew she was going to, and I'm so tired of her. I got love all. She's, you know, she's a sweetheart, but I have to, you know. Sometimes she says some outlandish shit.
Shit, 2-5 for me, man.
44429. Yo.
What's up?
What's going on? Who's this?
Nicole.
Slowly
but surely. You know, I came in at the tail end, but if I had some money, I would definitely want a prenup. I would set them up with a little change, but we're going to have a prenup. Because I worked too hard to give it all to him just because we happened to be married for a short period of time. So,
right.
I'm going to get you right, but we're going to sign a prenup because you can't have it all. But I'm going to give you something.
Hey, let me ask you this. Do you think $80 million is fucking setting the motherfucker straight?
Absolutely. I could use $80 million quite frugally.
Right.
I mean, and if you're talking about Tiger's wife, wasn't she a nanny?
Yeah.
So, if you're a nanny... That's a good paycheck you got for a few years of work.
Right.
So.
Sucked a little dick, had two labors, had a couple contractions, pushed the baby out. Yeah, $80 million.
Yeah. Hey, I ain't get $80 million.
I pushed the baby out my asshole for $80 million, bitch. Kill your fucking self. What the fuck is wrong with this coat?
But she trying to, you know, her pride hurt, though. Her pride hurt, and... she wants some pain and suffering money and $80 million. She got a
cut. Hey, hold on. I was motherfucking chilling, man. And Phil Fizzle saying the sickest shit on the earth. Kill your motherfucking self for even saying that shit, nigga. Alright. All right, Nicole, I gotta hang up, man. My shoulder. God damn it, the fucking lady in my ear again. Fucking A, man. Everybody always calling in at the last fucking minute, want to talk. And my fucking show's gotta go live. Yo, I only get a 2-hour show a day. 90 seconds. Oh, fucking A. Colonel Key, my ear, and. Candy is on the line. All y'all on the line. Go ahead. Shoot it. Shoot it out for the last minute. Shoot it out. Go.
Boy, you a fool, I swear.
Candy.
What's up?
What's up, man? Y'all shoot it out for the last minute. Y'all made the show live tonight. Y'all stole this shit.
Okay, we'll just get a round of applause and be done with it. You know what I'm saying?
All right. I give all y'all a round of applause, man. That's what's
all
up.
Right, man.
I appreciate y'all.
You know, we don't even know five of them notes. You feel me?
That's right. Hey, all y'all got a fan club, man. Y'all keep fucking with me, man, for real. All right. Hold on real quick. Hold on. For real, though, everybody be asking about where the fuck Candy wasn't calling in. They're like, where the fuck Candy at? She got a fan club, too. All right, y'all. Y'all, hold on. DJ L, before we go real quick, baby.
Hey, what up? Hello?
I got 30 seconds, baby. Holler at me. 30 seconds. They're going to cut me off.
30 seconds. Everybody make sure y'all tune in tomorrow, Monday through Thursday, not on Fridays. I learned that this Friday, but we got to get it on Fridays because I missed it on Friday. But make sure you tune in tomorrow. K100.
All right. That's what's up. We out of here, man. Later. K100, man. Tomorrow, 8 o'clock.